listeners, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are diving into different perspectives on life, sprinkling some love and appreciation to those around us, and giving you guys a chance to share your thoughts and ideas on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. So sit back, relax, and let me fill up your cup. Welcome to A Cup of Joe. Woo! Y'all know what it is. You know what my name is? Giovanni J. Smith. You know what the J. Smith stands for? Joe Smith. You could call me Joe because we like that. Okay, welcome to A Cup of Joe. I am so happy to be here. And guess who's with me still? Charlene.
Hey.
Yeah, I know people are going to be like, okay, is she going to continue to be on the podcast? I mean, we're going to just keep bringing her back over and over. Charlene, I want to, you know, have you ever heard this phrase, protect your peace?
Absolutely.
Oh, let me tell you, I had to look up the definition of peace because I don't think people understand the definition. Once again, it's a noun. Okay. You know, I like to educate the people. It is a noun. And the first definition comes, it says freedom from disturbance, tranquility, freedom. From disturbance, tranquility.
I like that.
You know, you could be calm, a calmness, restfulness, a peacefulness, quietness, stillness. It's all leading up to peace. Now, I really enjoy this phrase, protect your peace, because there are some trifling people out here in this world.
Facts.
They be trying to disturb the peace.
Right.
And you know what? I don't have time for people trying to disturb my peace.
Come on in.
So you know what, y'all? We want to offer our love and appreciation. We want to offer some solutions on how to protect your peace, how to put some healthy boundaries on protecting your peace. Now, Char, how do you protect your peace?
I just disconnect, honestly, for a little, if not for forever, for a little bit, you know?
Mm.
If there's somebody who's causing some friction, I gotta let them know. I'm not the type of person that I just cut you off. You know what I you know, am right. upset about, or, you know, why I want to distance myself from you in a little, you know, in that way. But I think I just disconnect for a little bit, you
right.
know? Just like I do the world, right?
Right.
When you need a self-care day.
Oh, we already talked about that.
We
talked about self-care is
phone
the best
off,
care.
You know, I ain't talking to nobody. Just distancing myself. And I guess for me, whenever I'm trying to, you know, bring peace and stillness into my atmosphere, I disconnect from everything, you know, and even my own thoughts, which is really hard to do. But I focus on things that are above me.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah. It's above me now.
It's above me now.
I want y'all to receive that. It's above you.
Right.
It's above you. No, I really enjoy this phrase because I think now that I have gotten to a place in my life, no one is disturbing my peace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I'm on the other side of, like, I really don't have time for your negativity.
Yeah.
I don't have time for your toxicness.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have time for whatever pettiness you got. Like, I need to protect it because there are people who are placed in your life. Well, let me not say, like, there are people that you're going to come face to face with that will disturb your peace.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care.
Yeah.
They really don't care. Like, their life is miserable. They want to make your life miserable.
Right.
My mentor said, you know, don't carry other people's monkeys on you.
Mm.
You know? It's not your monkey. It's not your circus. Or it's not your circus. It's not your monkey. And that took a while for me to understand because even in a place where I would experience peace, when I saw somebody coming for me, and I could choose to stay in my little box of peace, I could, like, I would try to step out of it and handle that situation. And I would have friends and people who love me and be like, why you let this person get to you? Like,
right.
You letting them, like, look how tense you are. Like, you letting them get too much of who you are. Like, you letting them get too much of who you are and what you are, right? And so I love the fact of, like, I am protecting my peace. Like, if you are not trying to protect your peace, if you're not trying to protect what's around you. And I think more so because there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I feel like we are running at 100 miles per hour. Everything is fast. Everything is at you. Everything is very much in your face. It's quick. There's no time to be still.
Mm-hmm.
There's no time to be calm. There's no time to be like just chill. You know, there's, yep. It's just like, whew, you just have to, it's not even about slowing down. It's just like, come on, just experience some relaxation.
Right.
You know? And so for me, what I would offer for some people, number one would set your boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I said this with our self-care episode, but I think I need to say it again for our protecting our peace. Set your boundaries, okay? Like, my boundaries are like the wall of China. Come on. Come on, somebody.
That's very true of you.
You hello? You ain't coming over here. You ain't climbing. You ain't getting over. It is the wall of China. And you know what? There are moments, and I will say this, like, setting boundaries, there are moments where I do fail. And I have to say that because there's people who is just like, oh, I set my back. Like, you are going to fail there at times. And sometimes you just got to come on in and get it together.
Very true.
Be reminded of the standards that you put your, like, be reminded of the standards that you put in place to protect your peace. So my first one would be set your boundaries, sis. Bruh, whoever, set your boundaries.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you get? What would be your advice?
I'm a go contradictory of what you just said.
Oh.
I'm gonna say invite people into your peace.
Oh. Well, let okay.
And by that I mean
what type of people?
I have this friend. And this friend, we're not very close, but, you know, kind of, you know, Facebook, everybody's
right.
friends. You know?
Everybody's friends.
But we did go to high school together, and he said something that really just made me think. And it was something to the effect of, don't let someone else's lack of character bring you out of your character, right? So I started thinking about that, and I was like, okay, so what if I invited those people into my presence, not that I'm this high being,
right.
but you know, but just be in my space, and they you know, feel my vibe.
But what? Okay, yeah, people can
you
feel your
saying?
Vibe all day
but
long.
Because here's the thing, I'm not gonna let you get me out of my character.
Right, but how you? That's true. That's true. People could be in your vibe all day long. You could let them feel your vibe. You could invite them into your peace or whatnot. But that's where I have to kind of push back right there. Because not everybody deserves to be in that space.
True.
Not everybody deserves to be in that space. Not everybody needs to be invited into that space.
Yeah.
Right? So there are, like, that's just like saying for Thanksgiving dinner, you just not gonna invite anybody to Thanksgiving dinner with your whole family. I mean, can I get an amen, church? Amen. Thank you.
I feel
person
you.
In the back.
I feel you. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to be peaceful. I'm going to have peace within me regardless.
Okay. So,
you're you know.
You're hoping that they catch on.
Exactly.
That they catch on to the vibe around them. Like, yo, we are non-business. Like, we right here in this space.
Right.
The people that I'm with, we no nonsense here.
You know what I'm
so
saying?
So you need to catch on. And if you can't catch on.
Catch the wave while it's here.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
And don't get it twisted, y'all. There are times where I just, like, you know, have to put my foot down and tell it like it is.
Okay.
But for the most part, I think I encounter people, you know, and if I rub them the wrong way or they rub me the wrong way, I think, like, for me, I don't think of it as like, yo, I'm done with them.
Right.
You know? Although that's, you know, what the world would have us do.
Right, right.
But I just, hey, you see my vibe.
Okay.
Catch it or don't. But I'm not going to be someone who's sitting around, you know, hating or spewing
right,
hate. Or
right.
I'm not worried about you. Oh, well, I am,
right.
But I'm not like.
So if they want to surround themselves with good people, they'll do
exactly.
it on their own. Okay,
exactly.
Okay. So let's say this. Surround yourself with good people with good vibes and good peace.
Exactly.
If you want to, you know, if you want to experience that peace, surround yourself
right.
around that peace.
The door is open.
Hello.
You know?
Mine is a little bit cracked, depending on the person who's coming
nah,
in.
Nah, they talking from under the crack of the door for you.
You're right. You're right. There's some people I got. Can you show me your hands, sir? Right. I need to see who it is, please.
Facts.
I would say another thing about protecting your peace is also starting off the morning in a peaceful mindset.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't assume that people who are listening to this podcast are Christians or however it is or whatnot. If you are, amen. If you not, listen, I'm going to still pray for you. I'm going to still speak my truth. But I think that there's some people meditate, some people pray, some people take some time to spend time with Jesus or whatnot. But I think, and whatever you do, if you have to say a little mantra to yourself, whatever you do, I think it is important to start off the morning and to end your day in a peaceful mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important because how you wake up and how you start off the day sets the whole tone. So if you're coming in like, man, this is how I'm going to protect my peace. This is how I'm going to protect my, you know, where I'm at. This is what I'm going to be telling myself. I'm going to wake up in a spirit of, you know, peacefulness, a spirit of calmness, a spirit of stillness, because I think that's gonna really spill out on what your day and what your week is gonna look like. So waking up with the right mindset.
Absolutely.
And then also ending the day with the right mindset. I love when people say, don't go to sleep angry, because it's a real thing, because you wake up still mad at the same person. Mad, frustrated.
Right.
Like, oh, I remember what they did to me yesterday. Like,
right.
Bro, it's a whole new day.
Right.
The sun is shining.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. And I would say self-evaluation. You know, because I know, as humans, we tend to like put all of the issues on someone else, right?
Wow.
But we hardly ever look inwardly to ourselves and like what we're causing to other people.
What you're causing to other
absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. Because, you know, somebody might be disturbing our own peace. At the same time, we may be disturbing their
somebody
peace.
Somebody else's peace.
So it's a two-way street. Like, I have to look at how do I protect my peace?
Mm.
But at the same time, how do I evaluate myself and how I'm disturbing other people's peace?
Wow. That's good. You know what? We're going to take a break, y'all, because I want y'all to soak up all this beautiful, beautiful encouragement and wisdom that we got here. Now, we just two young women just out here talking and living our best lives, okay? If you want to, you know, we just trying to sprinkle a little bit of wisdom in life. But when we come back, we're going to get into our sprinkle of excellence and go ahead and remind y'all how to protect your peace. Stay tuned. Hey, it's your girl, Joe. Thank you for listening. If you want to continue the conversations, share your idea and topics, go ahead and check us out on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. We are back here on A Cup of Joe, and we have been talking about protecting our peace. But before we remind you guys of the beautiful gems that we just displayed here, we are going to get into a sprinkle of excellence. Yes, where we are highlighting, uplifting different individuals every episode that are doing excellent things in their lives, communities, and or anywhere else. And today, I want to highlight my good friend, Devontae Lawson. This man is a Christian education director, a faithful married man, and an alum of Florida State, woo, University. His desire is to educate, advocate, and rejuvenate youth across the state of Florida. He is attentive to investing in young African men and supporting his family. Y'all, listen, go ahead and put your fingers together and sprinkle some good old cheese, extra cheese, on your pizza and show your love and appreciation for my dude, Devontae Lawson. You like that, didn't you? Extra cheese?
I did.
There's people who like extra cheese on their pizza. And it makes a difference.
It does.
It makes
Absolutely.
A difference. I felt like that I needed to add that, you know, because I wanted to give the shout out to those who had extra cheese on their pizza. Okay? Let's remind these people of what we've been talking about with protecting our peace. So number one is boundaries, setting the right boundaries. Setting the right boundaries to protect your peace. Number two is?
Don't be afraid of inviting people into your peace for mentoring.
Okay, yeah.
In a way, discipleship.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Looking inwardly.
Hello. Looking inwardly. I hope y'all let that resonate. outwardly. The third one was self-evaluating.
Yeah.
This is something that I've been talking about, making sure you're looking at, in the process of protecting your peace, making sure not you're not disturbing someone else's peace.
Right, right.
And do we have a fourth point? Maybe.
I don't think we did.
If we did, y'all could go back in the episode and listen to it. We ain't worried about it, but
it's
know,
too much wisdom being
dropped
in here.
It's too much wisdom being dropped in here, but you know what it is, dawg? We are so excited for y'all journey in protecting your peace. Once again, stay tuned. We got our next episode, Professional, Not Ratchet. Yes, you heard it right. Professional, Not Ratchet, here on A Cup of Joe Podcast. Well, my good friends, that is a wrap for me. Stay blessed, not stressed, clean, but don't be mean. I am your girl, Joe, always ready to fill up your cup. Peace.